Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Fantasy Freeway presented by the Red Light Sports Network and sponsored by Cover That Spread. In today's show, we will be discussing fantasy football strategy, salary cap, trends, predictions, and anything else relevant to help you win your season-long or weekly fantasy games. For more information on fantasy sports, go to the redlightsportsnetwork.com fantasy page and always play responsibly.
Good evening, everyone. This is Troy Otradovic. I joined my co-host, J.A., who has some work commitments and had texted me that he may or may not make it home in time for the show. It's kind of a bummer. I haven't talked to J.A. here in a couple weeks other than by text message. So our Thursday night show, folks, Daily Fantasy Sports, such a huge... just a huge industry right now. I can't turn on the radio or a sports show without seeing some type of daily fantasy sports league out there. Whether you play DraftKings, whether you play FanDuel, our show is geared toward helping you look at some of the good matchups this week. And we use DraftKings. That's the lineup that we set. We're going to be looking at the afternoon games for Saturday. There are a number of games, and for those that are big into daily fantasy sports, you know that there are a number of games you can do afternoon, early games, afternoon, evening. You can even play tonight, Thursday, Friday night games. With all the college football games that are going on, we are going to focus our attention on the 12 o'clock kickoff games on Saturday and take a look at some of the matchups. And now, the one thing when you're looking at daily fantasy right now in college football, the cupcake schedule that I talked about, we're moving along. There's teams that are starting to play conference games, but you have to take a look at the matchups. And last week, if you guys remembered, I talked about some players that were going to be playing in games where they possibly would have to throw the ball. And those guys panned out for me a little bit. But that is something to take a look at when you're talking about daily fantasy. What is the team going to do, especially in college football? Because it really can become fickle every week. And when we start getting into conference play and these games get a little bit tougher, it might be a little bit easier to try and figure out who's going to put up points. But right now, honestly, there's so many names that are out there in college football. You could put together 9-10 teams and maybe come away winning because each of them is going to have people that produce points. I mean, you just take a look this week at the 12 o'clock games and some of the quarterbacks, maybe not huge names out there, but this kid, Matt Johnson from Bowling Green, $9,400, averaging 40.4 fantasy points per game. Last week, 443 yards, 4 touchdowns. I had him in fantasy. The guy's still a good value from, in my opinion, at 9,400. You look at his price, and you've seen it go from week one, 6,500 to 8,700 last week, now up to 94. All this kid does, though, is throw touchdowns and throws for yards. Now, some people say he was down a little bit from week two against Maryland, where he had 6 touchdowns, 491 yards. But last week, 4 touchdowns, 443 yards against Memphis. Now, he's a must-play for me this week too, folks. Matt Johnson is a must-play for me. He's playing against a Purdue team that I don't see any reason why Matt Johnson is not going to throw for 400 yards again. Now, Bowling Green may lose this game. But again, at the end of the day, we're playing DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever daily fantasy sports league you're playing. And it's not about who wins or loses the game. It's about who's going to put up the stats. And I think Bowling Green and Matt Johnson are going to put up points and they're going to put up yards against a Purdue team. So this guy is a must play for me this week, folks, at $9,400. I know the price tag might be a little much, but at quarterback and a guy that you look at averaging 40 fantasy points a game, if you honestly can tell me that Purdue is going to slow him down, then call the show. Call the show and tell me why Purdue is going to shut down Matt Johnson. Give me a call, 917-932-1779, and tell me what Purdue is going to do to shut down Matt Johnson, because nobody stopped him this year. And people may say, well, his luck is going to run out. I don't believe so. Not against Purdue. So remember that name, folks, Matt Johnson, $9,400, must play for me. Another guy that I like that I'm not going to play because of the price tag and playing Matt Johnson is Trayvon Boykin from TCU at Texas Tech. Now, that's a game that I look that is going to have some points scored, and is you're going to look at a game that could feature 30 points by each team. The guy that I'm looking at for this game is the guy on the other side of the ball from Texas Tech, Patrick Mahomes. I'm not necessarily looking at Mahomes because he's going to put up huge passing yards. Now, he has in weeks 1 and 2, but again, you got to take a look at the opponents, subpar opponents. You put him up against a good Arkansas team, and he had a modest 243 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, only 30 fantasy points. But I like the value for a quarterback, $8,900. This is a guy that I'm going to try to fit in my roster depending on how the receivers and how the running backs work out. The reason I like Mahomes against TCU is his ability to run the ball. You look at his last two games against UTEP, 6 carries, 23 yards, 2 touchdowns. Against Arkansas, 10 carries, 58 yards, 2 touchdowns. A much tougher defense than UTEP. The one thing in college football, and I mentioned it last week, sacks count against the quarterback's rushing yards. But Mahomes is a guy that can use his legs, can get out of the pocket, and can avoid the sack, unlike Matt Johnson. The only downfall to Matt Johnson is he is more of a traditional pocket passer. May take a sack or two and lose you some yards, but he's not going to lose enough to bring his fantasy points down. Mahomes can get out of the pressure. Evident last week against Arkansas, 10 attempts, 58 yards, 2 touchdowns against Arkansas. And they upset Arkansas, 35-24. Texas Tech can score points. Now they're playing TCU, another good team, but I see this game being high scoring. I see Mahomes having to use his legs. And even if he has a modest day passing, he had 243 yards. So that's another name to remember, folks. Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech at $8,900. When you look at some of the other matchups that you have, you want to take a look at the quarterbacks and see, is there an opportunity here? And there's one game that has stuck out to me. And people are probably going to think I'm a little bit crazy for this. It's the Wake Forest against the Indiana game. But I like Skylar Howard. I'm going to go to West Virginia. I like Skylar Howard from West Virginia against Maryland. Maryland was torched by Mr. Matt Johnson a few weeks ago. That Maryland defense, not very good. And when you look at Skylar Howard and you look at his game log, he's a guy that can put up some numbers and be very efficient, and he can also run the ball. So I also like the fact, and knock on wood, that he's taking care of the ball. But when you look at Skylar Howard against a Maryland team that, in my opinion, defensively is not very good, I think he's a great value at $6,800. And normally I don't put a lot of stock into whether the game's home or away. Some people play better at home than away, but I'm not one of these guys that actually looks at the home and away splits. Not for college football anyway, normally, because usually the good players are going to have good games. But for a young quarterback, he's playing a game at home. And playing at West Virginia has become pretty tough. So I like Skylar Howard at $6,800. I think that can be a very good value play. And the other guy that I was talking about, folks, is Wake Forest. And people are going to think that I'm crazy for this. But when I look at Wake Forest, and I know John Wolford is questionable. And he's doubtful to play. You got to watch the injury report. If Wolford's playing at $5,400 against IU, I think you play him. But he is doubtful. So, again, you may think I'm crazy, but just watch the injury report. Watch College game day. It will limit his mobility a little bit and his ability to rush, but it's IU. But if he can play and that ankle is anywhere near walkable or playable, I would play John Wolford from Wake Forest. But again, this is a huge wild card, folks. But at $5,400, if he's playing, it's worth the risk in my mind at $5,400 because it can open some other things up. So if you guys are listening live and you have any other quarterbacks out there, give me a call at 917-932-1779. Let me know who your college football quarterbacks for the early games at 12 o'clock are outside of the guys that I had mentioned. And so on the roster that I'm putting together, I'm actually going to put in Matt Johnson and I'm going to put in Skylar Howard from West Virginia. When we move to running back, I don't know how you keep Fournette out of your lineup from LSU. I know Syracuse is off to a great start, but this guy has done nothing, Fournette, except run the ball. He didn't play in week one, but in the last two games, 159 yards, 228 yards, three touchdowns in both games. Not going to catch the ball to the backfield for you, but he's the workhorse at LSU, and I just think Syracuse is overmatched against LSU. But he's going against Syracuse. Syracuse really hasn't played anybody. And again, in two games, Leonard Fournette, 387 yards and six touchdowns. Now, again, you're looking at a high-end guy, $9,700, but how do you keep him out of your lineup? So I'm looking at it this week. I'm looking at a really high-end quarterback in Matt Johnson. That's why I went down with Skylar Howard to try and get a good value play at $6,800. I would love to put Wolford in there, like I said, if he's going to play, because that's $5,400, because I definitely want Fournette in my lineup at $9,700. You know, normally I try to stay away from the high-end guys, but in my mind, against Syracuse, Fournette is a logical play, a very logical play. So when I do this, it does reduce my salary now with two quarterbacks and this running back down to $4,000. Now, before I talk about my next running back that I'm going to go in here, some of the other running backs that you might want to take a look at, because honestly, I don't think you can go wrong with probably, again, I'm looking at DraftKings. You probably cannot go wrong with anybody in the top five that's listed here. You got Jordan Howard, IU against Wake Forest. I mentioned Wake Forest and Wolford. This is a game where you got two defenses that I don't think can stop each other. Then you got Jalen Hurd from Tennessee. This is an intriguing play. A very intriguing play. Because $7,100, I think, is a great value. However, I'm looking at my lineup so far with Fournette and Johnson. Not sure if I can do $7,100. I may go with the next guy on the list, Hairston. Now, I know he's playing against Virginia Tech. But this is a guy that East Carolina, the problem is, are they going to be in the game and are they going to continue to run the ball? It can be kind of sporadic because when you look at his game log, 18 carries, 17, 10 carries. He had a great week one, and that's why his points are inflated. But at $4,700, you might be able to get some production out. Not a guy that I want to play, but I may have to force my hand there. But I can move down a little bit because the guy from Georgia Tech that I talked about last week going against Duke is Skov from Georgia Tech. He's going against Duke this week, and he's only $6,300. And he had a good week last week against a good Notre Dame team. Now, folks, rushing, it was only 18 attempts for 66 yards. Doesn't seem like a lot, but had a touchdown. And he only had two catches, but both of those catches were for touchdowns. He had 30 fantasy points last week at $4,900. All of a sudden, his salary has jumped to $6,300. Might be a little bit overinflated, but this is a guy that can just score touchdowns. And so when you're looking at the yardage, not going to put up huge yards for you, but he's probably going to find the end zone, especially against Duke. And that's what I'm looking at from him. If you look at his 2015 season, he's got 5 rushing touchdowns and 2 receiving touchdowns. 7 touchdowns in 3 games. Yeah. How do you turn your head to that type of production? And at $6,300 might be a good play. But I want to go to wide receiver because we always like to double up on our wide receivers, quarterback and wide receiver. And so I'm going to take a look first, and I did this last week. I took one receiver from both teams where I had the quarterback. If they're going to put up yards, then I need to have a wide receiver that I think is going to catch the ball. I may stay away from a West Virginia receiver, just because I think Howard may get more yards with his legs. But again, it is against Maryland, who's been torched against the pass. So I am going to look, and I'm going to mention some guys at West Virginia that I would play, and I may end up playing, because when you look at the salary, especially of Durante, he's only $3,900, and he would fit the mold really well. In the last 2 games, 10 catches for 181. Oh, that's his home games. I'm sorry. Against Liberty. Now, again, I know it's Liberty, and I think Maryland's better than Liberty, but this guy had 7 catches for 60 yards and a touchdown. The game before, 3 catches, 121 yards and a touchdown. This guy is going to be targeted, and he's only a freshman. And at $3,900 against Maryland, might be a smart play. So again, remember that name, Durante from West Virginia. Now, the other guy at West Virginia that you may want to look at is the guy that's leading the team in receiving yards, and that's Shelton Gibson. $4,400, still in my mind a good value, especially with the week that they're going to have this week, West Virginia versus Maryland. 25 fantasy points, 17 fantasy points. He's only had 3 receptions in both games, though. So that scares me a little bit, but he's averaging, for the season, 35 yards a catch. Now, can he do that against Maryland? Probably not. But again, it's one of those things. If you're going to play Howard, do you want to have a wide receiver that you think he's going to throw the ball to? I am leaning more toward Durante, because of the number of catches and targets that he got from the young kid Howard. But again, when you're looking at it, Gibson is leading in yards. So pick your poison here, folks. Do you want the receptions and maybe some yards, or do you want Gibson, who has the threat to break one and put a lot of yards after the catch on the board? That's what Shelton Gibson's going to do for you at $4,400. Again, I said I'm not going to go with a West Virginia receiver right now. I do want to take a look at Bowling Green receivers. Because when you look at Bowling Green, there's a kid that is definitely benefiting from the success of Matt Johnson. Now, again, by doing this, I'm probably going to strap myself for the rest of my positions, but I think it's going to be well worth it, and here's why. Roger Lewis, wide receiver from Bowling Green. Against a good Tennessee team, 2 catches, 49 yards. Not very good fantasy production, 6.9. That was week one. Let's move on to a Maryland team that I just talked about, and this is why, folks, I'm telling you, if you're looking at West Virginia, take one of those receivers, and I may end up going back to Durante. Against Maryland, Roger Lewis, 15 catches, 200 yards, 2 touchdowns, 50 fantasy points. So what does he do for an encore? They go to Memphis. Memphis comes to Bowling Green. And Lewis, 7 catches, 261 yards, 3 touchdowns. Now, his long was 94. Numbers may be inflated a little bit. But again, they're playing against the Purdue team that I'm not sure can stop the pass. And so Matt Johnson is going to go to Roger Lewis. That's his number one guy. If you're looking to save a little bit of money with a Bowling Green receiver, because they're all going to get it. They're all going to get it, and maybe this guy will get in the end zone this week. He hasn't gotten into the end zone in the first 3 games. That's why I'm staying away from him, but he's targeted. Is Ryan Berbrink. 8 catches, 77 yards last week. A modest 15 fantasy points. Against Maryland, 4 catches, 39 yards. That game he did score a touchdown, had 13 fantasy points. Week one, 4 for 70, 17 points. But he's a good value play at $4,800. So again, when you're looking at it, I'm going to insert Roger Lewis. Now what this has done, folks, to me, it has given me 3 guys that I'm really banking on. And if J.A. was here, he would probably argue with me. So maybe I'm glad that he stuck up at work and not on the show with me tonight, because this is not normally something that we do, where we stack up on a lot of high-priced guys. But when I look at it, it's a no-brain play for Johnson and Lewis and Fournette at running back. These are guys, that's why I did it this way, folks, so you could see that that's the way that I'm looking at my roster. But these are guys that you should probably look at, and whether or not you play all three of them, these are 3 guys that I think are must plays this week. Whether or not you can fit them into your lineup, that's going to be up to you. Going to switch quickly back to running back, and I look at the time, and without a co-host, the time still goes fast. We need to find a value running back. Now, again, I said that you could look at Howard, Hurd, Harrison is 4,700, but I'm looking at Virginia Tech, East Carolina. Are they going to run the ball? I'm not so sure. So I'm going to scroll down, and I'm probably going to have to spend a little bit more than I wanted to and look for a guy that I think might be kind of a sleeper play on a team that maybe doesn't do a whole lot in the running game but uses a running back as a receiver. But there's one guy. There's one guy that I like. However, he's playing against Michigan State. But as far as value goes, I'm going to roll the dice on this kid this week. And this is why. Devin Spaulding from Central Michigan, $3,500. Against Syracuse, 21 carries, 83 yards, a touchdown, but 10 catches out of the backfield. I know Michigan State is a top-notch team, and this game can get out of hand real quick. But I could see Central Michigan dropping the ball to Spalding on dump-down passes, screen passes, to try and neutralize the strong pass rush from Michigan State. I don't think he's going to do crap rushing the ball, folks. I really don't. I don't think Spalding, he may not even get 21 carries. This may be a 10 to 12 carry game for 40 yards. But I'm going to bank that he's in the game and he's getting some receptions out of the backfield. Plus, again, I have to find value, if you remember the way I've set my lineup up. Therefore, I'm going with Devin Spalding from Central Michigan against Michigan State. I mean, on paper, this game, folks, should be like 50 to 10. But I think early in the game, they're going to try to establish the run. Michigan State will probably stop it. They're going to try to pass the ball downfield. The Michigan State pass rush is going to get to the quarterback. The way to neutralize a strong pass rush, we've talked about this, is if anybody listens to the Red Light Sports Ramble, Evan and I, when we preview the NFL, the best way to neutralize a strong pass rush is a dump down, bubble passes, bubble screens, screen passes to running backs to neutralize that strong pass rush because teams are just pinning their ears back. That's why I'm going to go with Devin Spalding and hope that he can put up some numbers in the receiving game and possibly get into the end zone. That would be great. I don't think Central Michigan is going to score much, if at all, against Michigan State. But again, I'm going with some high-end guys, a receiver, a running back, and quarterback that have really deflated the salary that I have left. But I think you can get some great value here at $3,000 in the wide receiver position. I know you got your big guns at receiver, but when I look at the early games, there's another guy, if you guys are looking outside of Roger Lewis, Corey Coleman against Rice, averages 41 fantasy points a game. He's a guy I really like from Baylor. Against SMU, 5 catches, 178 yards. Last week, 6 catches, 182 yards, 4 touchdowns. Now, again, those big touchdown games, folks, you can't always count on them. So I'm going to go back to week 1, 5 for 178 and a touchdown, 31 points. Can he do that again against Rice? He may be able to put up the 4 touchdowns. I don't know. So to me, that's a good play too, and he runs $8,500. He's more than Roger Lewis, and I think part of it might be the matchup against Rice. If you want to look at one of those guys that's probably going to be in a game because the team's going to have to pass, it's WMU's Daniel Braverman. I mean, this guy has done nothing but catch passes, but again, you have to look at from Western Michigan. Against Michigan State, he actually had 13 catches, so they're going to throw the ball. And this guy's $7,100, but he's going up to OSU. So I'm not sure if that's such a great play, but again, it's probably going to be a team that is out of the game, and they're going to have to continue to throw the ball. So Braverman may be a good play. I'm going the other way again with Roger Lewis because I think Purdue and Bowling Green is going to have to continue to score points. For those that are listening live, I'm going to go into archive time. You'll be able to catch the episode on the redlightsportsnetwork.com within the next hour or so that you can listen to my final 4 picks and some other guys at wide receiver. Because there's some other guys here that I'm not going to play due to my salary, but Jalen Grant from Texas Tech is another guy that intrigues me this week against TCU. Again, this is a game where I think points are going to be scored. And I think Grant is going to have some catches. But again, now, for purpose of my lineup and this show, I have to scroll down a little bit, and I have to find guys in the $3,000 range. And so what I'm going to do here is I'm actually going to go backwards, and you can actually sort by salary. And there's a guy that I like from Wake Forest. I had mentioned the Wolford play, folks. If he is healthy and can play, he's a guy that you might want to look at quarterback. But one of his receivers, and it could be a risky play depending on who's playing quarterback. But Chuck Wade from Wake Forest against Syracuse led the team in receptions, 5 for 82. Didn't get in the end zone, only 13 fantasy points. And against Elon, 4 for 70 and a touchdown. This is a guy, though, that's going to be on the field. So when I look at Chuck Wade, I look at the $3,000, and if he can get me 13 to 17 points, to me, that's going to be a win if Roger Lewis puts up his 37 to 40 that I think he can against Purdue. So this is a guy that I really like for value at $3,000, and he might be a guy, depending on what you do with your other high-end guys, that you might want to insert in there also. The next guy that I want you guys to take a look at is Shane Wyman from Northern Illinois. And again, this is one of those smaller schools. They have good athletes playing against Boston College. Is it a game that Northern Illinois could win? Sure. Yeah, they could against Boston College. You never know, right? But to me, this is a game where they're going to have to throw the ball. And I think Wyman's a guy that can be on the field and be targeted. I mean, he had 5 only for 27 last week, but he had 2 touchdowns. So when you look at this guy, it's more the touchdown production. So I'm not going to play Wyman. But at $3,000, it's a guy that can possibly get in the end zone. I don't think BC is an outmatched opponent for NIU, so they might be able to utilize this guy once again in the red zone if they can get there. I had mentioned the running back from Eastern Carolina. I'm going to switch over to one of their wide receivers. And is Devon Grayson. And he is $3,000. Now, I'm more intrigued with this play because against Virginia Tech, I think East Carolina is going to have to throw the ball. And so when I look at Devon Grayson, 4 catches, 54 yards. Again, these are not huge fantasy point guys, but if you can get 14 to 20 here or maybe have a breakout game, this is definitely a guy that I'm going to consider. So again, that name, folks, Devon Grayson from East Carolina. Now, I had mentioned Texas Tech and TCU. And there's a guy who's only played one game for Texas Tech at $3,000. That's Jadeon High. I don't know a whole lot about him other than, you know, when I was going through and looking at what receivers do I need to put in here that I can get for $3,000. He's a guy that's just intriguing because, again, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I think Texas Tech is going to pass the ball. Now, I have been on Maryland's case defensively. But when you look at the defense as giving up a lot of points and a lot of yards, they're going to have to be throwing the ball to probably be in the game. And therefore, when I'm looking at Maryland, I'm looking at a receiver that I'm going to try to get in the flex by stacking up with a couple other $3,000 guys. And that's Laverne Jacobs from Maryland. 8 catches, 170 yards last game. Against Bowling Green, 3 catches, 32 yards, and a touchdown. So he is one of their options. The other option here, and a guy that I might end up playing because they're going to have to pass the ball, is Amba Edetowa. Now, last game wasn't great, one catch, 9 yards, and against Bowling Green, 5 for 49. And so he's a risky play because the last I heard is that, you know, he's a guy that could be the third guy, could be the second guy. There's another guy, DJ Moore, at Maryland that you can look at. But I think there's a pretty huge upside here at $3,300. And I really have to decide, do I want him, do I want Edetowa, or do I want DJ Moore? Because I think against West Virginia, Maryland's going to have to pass the ball. Now, DJ Moore is in the same situation, same type fantasy production, but both these guys are at $3,300 and $3,400. That's why I'm taking a look, because I think Maryland's going to have to pass the ball. I'm not sure how well they're going to do. Again, it's a risky pick going with three high-end guys. So, you know, it's something that I wanted to do this week just because I think they're no-brainers. So moving into my flex position, you know, I'm looking at it now, and I've got $6,600 left. I've got about $3,300 left per player. And so there's a couple of guys that I had mentioned. Winman is one where I really like this guy, and at $3,000 might be an option. But there's also a guy from Purdue that, again, against Bowling Green, I think they're going to have to score points. So they're going to probably have to pass the ball. And I'm not sure how to say the guy's last name. Mahogany Go. He only has a game log for one game. But it was 4 for 59. And not a lot of notes on him. But again, to compete with Bowling Green, a team that can put up points, I think Purdue's going to have to pass the ball. And this is a guy at $3,000 that you might want to take a look at. And I apologize for the pause as I was taking a look at Twitter and seeing if anybody had tweeted out a good value pick. But for the sake of the show, folks, I had mentioned Winman. And I'm going to put Winman in at wide receiver against Boston College, which leaves me with $3,600 in the flex position. And now I'm going to switch back over to running back. And when I do this, there's not a lot of options at running back. But when I'm looking at the Michigan-BYU game, the backup running back for Michigan, Derrick Green, went from 3 carries to 8 carries and also had a touchdown last week. Now, I know the opponent's getting a little bit tougher, and he doesn't have great fantasy points, but he's a guy that I'm looking at that possibly can get in the game and possibly get some carries. And again, a lot depends on the game, and that's why college football, you don't know. Is BYU going to give Michigan a game, or is Michigan going to roll over them? I like what Michigan's doing, and I'm almost banking that maybe Green gets in the game and gets more than 8 carries, or can at least get in the end zone. And so when I look at that, that would be a play there in that flex. And again, I've strapped myself, so I've got to look and I've got to take a chance. Who do I think is going to break out and have the best chance of playing? And this is not one, folks, where you can just go in and take a look at the salary and say, okay, who is at $3,600? Who has the most fantasy points? Because a lot of times these guys that are $3,500, $3,600 had had a great game against a lesser opponent and had inflated their fantasy numbers, such as Marcus Marshall from Georgia Tech. I mean, he had one big game, or two, one big game in the opening game where he had 32 points. Since then, 6-0. But there is a guy that's been a little more consistent, not getting a lot of carries, but gets a couple receptions. And it is the running back from Rice, Derek Dillard. And going against Baylor, I'm not sure how much he's going to run the ball. But he has a pretty good yards per carry average, around his last game, 4.2, 4.0. Just that he didn't get a lot of carries. Now, he's sharing carries with Javon Davis, who is hurt. So if Davis can't play or is hurt, is limited by that leg injury, Dillard could get more carries. So I'm not sure, you know, looking at this play, it's a risky play because Baylor should take care of Rice. But again, depending on the injury, will Dillard get some carries? So I do like Dillard there, and he's an option. But now I want to go to wide receiver. And I want to take a look at one receiver that I really like that's in this $3,500 range. And again, we're not talking guys that I'm counting on for 20 points. If they can get me 10 points, if they can get 10 points, that would be a win for me. But there's a guy from West Virginia. I had mentioned West Virginia. And this is a guy that is going to be probably number three behind Gibson and Durante. But D'Keal Shorts, remember this name. He's the guy that has the most experience out of the receiving core. He's their slot receiver. 4 for 78 against Liberty, 3 for 55 against Georgia State. At $3,600, I actually think he's a steal. He's a guy that you might even want to consider playing as a starter. So again, I talked about West Virginia maybe staying away from and maybe going with Durante. But Shorts is a slot receiver, $3,600. And now I've doubled up with Howard and Shorts from West Virginia, Matt Johnson, and Roger Lewis from Bowling Green. So I get double, I can double dip there. So as I end the archive show, folks, I'll go over my DraftKings roster one more time for you. Matt Johnson at quarterback, $9,400. Skylar Howard from West Virginia against Maryland, $6,800. Leonard Fournette from LSU against Syracuse, $9,700. Roger Lewis, Bowling Green, $7,700. My other running back, Devon Spaulding from Central Michigan, $3,500. Another receiver, Chuck Wade from Wake Forest, $3,000. Amba Eda Tawau from Maryland, $3,300. Shane Winman from Northern Illinois against BC, $3,000. And then a guy, my other flex, that I think is a sleeper play and you can get a great value, is Shorts from West Virginia at $3,600. Hope you enjoyed the show today, folks. Join us next week on Thursday, 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. Maybe my co-host J.A. will be able to make it to that show next week. Hope you enjoyed it. Leave some feedback on Twitter at RLSN Fantasy. Hope you do well in your daily draft, in your daily fantasy sports, everyone. Have a good night.